Happy Friday. Happy November. Drew Doherty, DP Sidhu here for the mailbag, and we're answering questions via Facebook. And the first one, DP, comes from Roberto Esparza, and it says, and he says, if Keenum plays well and the Texans win Sunday night, do you think there will be a permanent change at quarterback? Well, I think that the change has begun and maybe happened, but I don't think anything is permanent at this point, because what if bad things happen 2 games from now, 3 games from now?
Yeah, Gary Kubiak said the same thing in his press conference this week. He said, this decision is for this week. I've made no decisions for the remainder of the season. So I think they're just going to take it week by week and see how it goes. And hopefully the change that they made now is for the best. The next question comes from Ezekiel Lopez. Can the Texans please wear the battle red pants along with the battle red jerseys this time around? It's been a while, and the all battle red uniform looks fierce and awesome.
No, it does not. All reds do not look awesome. Red pants are ridiculous. I respect you, Ezekiel. Thank you for sending in that question. But red tops, white pants, and all time when the Texans wear a red jersey, they're 9-5. George Nicholas Securis wanted to know what the record is. So they're 9-5 all time when they wear a red jersey. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Antonio Smith said that when you wear the all red jerseys and pants, you have to accessorize appropriately. You need the right shoes and the right socks, and a lot of guys just weren't doing that. So is that maybe why you think it didn't look so fiercely awesome to you?
I just think red pants on a man are just not right, you know? And even if you are in Nantucket, I don't think red pants on a man are right.
You will not see Drew Doherty in red pants, everybody.
Never.
Our next question comes from Lathan Gardofsky. I hope I'm saying that correctly. With all the offseason publicity on Ed Reed coming to Houston, has he lived up to the hype, and is this all we can expect from his presence on the field? I certainly hope not.
Yeah, you know, so far, hype and Ed Reed, you know, they haven't meshed. However, I don't think we've seen the full Ed Reed, and I think we will eventually see what Ed Reed can do to this defense now that we're in the second half of the season, more or less. And also, since he's been in the lineup, teams have not thrown across the middle of the field. That's what Wade Phillips wanted last spring and was happy that they got with Ed Reed. That's what you saw Andrew Luck and Chuck Pagano from the Colts saying. So, yeah, I mean, there's going to be some good things coming from Ed Reed, I still think.
Yeah, quarterbacks are definitely aware of Ed Reed's presence. They're not going to test the middle of the field. Andrew Luck said, like you said, the same thing this week. So what he's bringing to the game, maybe something intangible, but Ed Reed says it's playoff football from here on out. So he plans on making some big plays, and I don't think he's done as far as he's concerned.
And we're not done with the mailbag, because we've got a good question in from Gregory Howard. Just Greg wants to know.
You're just nicknaming him Greg.
Just Greg, yeah. I know the Texans use time of possession to win most of their games. With Case Keenum familiar with an up-tempo offense, can we expect changes from the Texans play? DP, we already saw some changes in the game against Kansas City with Case Keenum at quarterback as far as formations and the way they move the football.
Yeah, Chris Myers and the O-line, they were talking about how there's a lot more pistol, a lot more shotgun formations. Chris Myers says that he certainly has to keep his center of gravity. You know, he has to be aware of where he is at all times, because he's shaking his head back and forth with those formations. And I think we're going to see more of those going into Sunday's game. They've had the bye week. They've given Case a new game plan, and they're going to take advantage of what he brings to this offense. So hopefully we'll see some changes, and it'll be a new-looking Texans going into the second half of the season.
Thanks for the question, Greg, and have fun out there in Lubbock. He's a Houstonian going to school at Texas Tech and wanted to get that question in. Hey, DP, sometimes I'm a jerk, and I was maybe a jerk earlier
not
in this.
Not sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. But I was a jerk to Ezekiel, perhaps. And Ezekiel, I apologize, but you know what? I'm going to make it up to you. I don't like the red pants.
He still doesn't like the red pants.
I'm not going to waver from that. Yeah. But I am going to make sure that you get $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-off. Congrats. Thanks for sending in those questions. Thank you all for watching. For DP, I'm Drew. We'll see you next time.